So welcome back to the second presentation in this lesson. And now I'm going to give you a very high level introduction to a framework that we use to help you to plan blended learning. And it's called the Teach Nimble Blended Learning Planning Framework. So a couple of points that I want to make here on this particular presentation is that we have lots of choices now. We have certainly more choices than we had pre-COVID around where learning and teaching takes place, how we teach and how our students learn using digital technology. We're going to focus in on this blended learning and particularly this thing called the flipped classroom, why we should consider it, what are some of the advantages, and then, as I said, a little tool to help you to plan with called the Teach Nimble Blended Learning Planning Framework. So we have more choices now. If we look at this graphic, which is a blended teaching matrix, you can see there are four quadrants. And in the first one, quadrant one, which is titled Technology Mediated Interaction, this is where you use technology to interact with other humans. You send emails, you have phone calls or Zoom calls or mobile phone calls using digital technology. Then in quadrant two, you have learner content interaction. So this is where the learner interacts with digital content, and you can see that there are lots of types of digital content. There is static and data poor content, could be a simple website, and then up at the other end you could have something like augmented reality or very interactive content. And then quadrant three is face-to-face interaction again, but this time there's no technology and might be that you are teaching a person one-on-one, or it could be small group, or it could be a whole class, and we call that non-technology mediated interaction. And then quadrant four is non-digital content. So these are all of the choices that we have. And in traditional teaching, we would use quadrant three, face-to-face interaction, no digital. We would use quadrant four, non-digital technology. And we might even use a little bit of digital content with our learners. Then when we are doing online teaching, we would use quadrant one, quadrant two. We might even use a little bit of quadrant four, the non-digital. I am involved in a project where we teach physics and the students use digital, but they also use their textbook. And then blended teaching, which is the one we're interested in, uses all four of these quadrants. So I suppose that's what I want you to think about. We're using all of these and we're mixing them up when we think about blended teaching. So it's not just digital, it's all four of these quadrants. Think about that. So more than just technology. Sometimes we think if we just use technology, we're doing blended learning. No, we're not. And Garrison and Kanuka, who are two of the leaders in this field, they issue a warning against merely adding new approaches or methods to traditional ones. So, you know, against adding in new technology when you're in the classroom. And they recommend that teachers and course designers to carefully reflect and try out functional combinations of learning environments and technology. So they're, you know, learning environments, the face-to-face environments and the online environments. And we really need to think about this when we are engaging with our learners. So what are we doing here? And why are we changing what we've done traditionally? So that's something always to keep in the back of your mind. Why am I doing it? And why, what is the value of it for my learners? So another way of thinking about blended learning. So in Donegal, you have a blended learning policy and we will share that with you. So in here, there are three levels of blends, and there's a low impact blend, which is the use of online technology in a face-to-face or traditional classroom. And that could be where somebody uses a Kahoot quiz with their learners. Now, it's a low impact blend for the teacher because they don't have much to learn. Anyone can learn how to use a Kahoot quiz. The value of using a Kahoot quiz can be enormous for your learners because actually it shows you where your learners are. It shows your learners where they are themselves and where they might need to focus on. So that's one thing that we should be aware of. The second type of blend is a medium impact blend, where a teacher replaces an element of the face-to-face class online. So here, a teacher might record a presentation in advance of the face-to-face session. And the learners go to Google Classroom and they listen or watch or read or whatever the material. And then the face-to-face classroom session is focused more on active learning, and we'll talk about that. And that's called the flipped classroom. And then the last one is a high impact blend, which is becoming more and more common in further education and training. And here, a course is designed from scratch, from the ground up, to contain a blend or a mix of in-person teaching, traditional teaching, and online live teaching. And this is timetabled from the beginning, and it might be that a learner would learn remotely, live online, 2 days a week, and then they attend an in-person sessions 3 days a week, and everything, all their assessments are done in the center. So these are the three blends, and we'll be coming back and focusing mostly on the medium one. So sticking with those three impact blends, we are going to focus on the medium impact blend, and it's called the flipped classroom. And the flipped classroom is an old model, came from higher education. The idea was you went to a lecture or a class and the teacher presented the content to you. And then you went home afterwards and you did some homework. Now with the flipped classroom, and that model, just to say, was challenging because learners really were just being talked at for most of the time. They had very little opportunity to interact with their teacher or with the content or with their peers. And this was, I suppose, exacerbated by the use of things like PowerPoint, where people had lots of PowerPoint and they presented it to the learners and the learners just got lost. So in the flipped model, you give them the material, the lecture beforehand with the recordings, they go off and listen to it themselves. And then the live session is more for discussion. And this is captured as well. It's called the three event model or the three event learning model. And there's a before event where they engage with the pre-recorded materials. There's a live event, which is more about dialogue and discussion. And then there is an after event where they may have to go off and do some more practice or they may have to do some assessments. And this is the model we are going to focus on. So why should we even consider this model, this flipped classroom model? And here is a blog post from Harvard, and these are some of the benefits that they have found associated with the flipped classroom. And actually Harvard was one of the places where this idea started from a university perspective, because it's flexible. And students can learn at their own pace. They take more responsibility for their learning. Now, we might have to build that competency up with our learners, but they're learning rather than encountering material in class for the first time. So if you're introducing something new to your students, and rather than it being a big surprise to them on the day, you could give them a little quiz beforehand on Google Classroom to see what they know. You could give them a quick overview of the content so that when you meet, that you're having a discussion about the material and not having it as something new. And it does not waste time transferring information to the student. And this is this guy, Mazur, who was in Harvard. And it gives you more time, something that I've said already. And instructors and teaching assistants, that's the term there from the US, it gives them more time to work with students, to get to know their students and to give them more assistance. So it gives you time to work with learners who really need your help. And the final one is that it allows the learners to interact more with their fellow students. Benefits of the flipped classroom. So some other benefits are that the students can revisit the material anytime they want. So if you share some content with them, either before class or after class, they can go back over that as many times as they want. The class time then can be used to engage in valuable discussion. And that is a key part of the flipped classroom model, that you're actually giving yourself time, that you're not focusing just on transmission of material. You actually are giving time to yourself and to your students to engage with the material. Educators have more opportunity to offer feedback. So as I said, you can do little quizzes using Kahoot or Google Forms or whatever you like, and you are able to work with your learners. You have a better understanding of what they're doing, where they're at, and maybe where they're struggling so that you can help them. And this then leads to the last point, where you can actually personalize learning much more for all of your learners. So it's more inclusive. And again, the learners like this. They like to have an understanding of where they're going, what they'll be doing, what their role is. They like to know when the deadlines are. And this can all be done on something like Google Classroom. They know what the rhythm is. They know they're going to be getting their material on a Monday. They will have to go through it in advance. And when they meet on Tuesday, they will have a discussion and it gives them more control. They can plan. And it is a very, very good model for your learners. And it helps them to take more responsibility for their own learning. So to benefit from this approach, that you need to have a plan. I had a colleague once who said, when you are teaching in an online or blended learning fashion, you cannot just rock up to the classroom, the online classroom, and expect everything to go smoothly. You need to think ahead. You need to think about how you're going to use your classroom, your in-person space. You need to think about the materials you have, the learning outcomes, and you need to plan. And that's what we're going to look at next. So when you're considering your blend, we think of the analogy of blending gin. So those of you who know anything about gin, it's made from botanicals. And depending on the botanicals you select and the amounts, you can create lots of different gins. And that's what we need to think about here. We have lots of choices. And when we mix them, and depending on the amounts, we get different blends. So sticking with this idea of botanicals, the first botanical we need to think about is place. Where does or where will the learning take place? And when you look at that picture, at that slide, on the left, you have the in-centre and you have live online. Well, the two of those, that's called synchronous learning. So it happens at the same time as you are there, or synchronous teaching, when you are there with your students. And it can happen in a physical place, which is a college or training center, or it can happen live online, something like Google Meet. And then the third option is this thing called self-directed or asynchronous, where you give them material on something like Google Classroom, and you ask them to go through that material in their own time. So that's the first thing we have to think about. Learning types. So the second botanical for us is learning types. And on this screen, I have six learning types in the coloured boxes. And these are based on the work of Professor Diana Laurie-Lard and colleagues in University College London. And the six learning types are acquisition, collaboration, discussion, investigation, practice, and production. So these are the six typical ways that we learn. And we've wrapped around these social and emotional well-being and assessment opportunities. And we will be coming back to this during the course. The third botanical for us is the technology that we will use. And on this slide, we have the technology wheel. Now, this wheel is to give you an example of the choices that you can make. And at the center of the wheel, we have technologies like Google Classroom, Office 365, Moodle, where you can actually use those tools or platforms to achieve all of the six learning types: acquisition, production, collaboration, discussion, investigation, and practice. And then in each of the sections of the wheel, you can see that there are particular tools that are better suited to particular learning types. But let's not forget that we also have older technology. We have books, textbooks, resource books, library books. We have other technology like pen and paper, and we have even newer technologies, things like augmented reality and virtual reality, that we can use here as well. So all I want to give you here is that you have choices in terms of the tools that you use to make this accessible to your learners. So you put these together and you get a blend. So you think about your modality, you think about the places, you think about the time that you want, where you want the learners to engage. Will they engage when you're there with them live, or will they do it on their own? Then you think about the types of learning activities that you want them to engage in, and thinking about then the technologies that you will use. And we have these new powerful digital technologies that allow us and our learners to engage and interact with one another in ways that previously were not possible in the traditional learning spaces. So that's what the excitement is about. How can we get our learners to learn more effectively so they're more motivated and more engaged? And how can we help them to learn? Have a plan. So on this slide, I have given you a screen grab from the Teach Nimble Blended Learning Glance Card. This is in the materials section, and I've given you a lot more detailed information on the learning types in there as well. And we will come to some of this over the next three sessions. So first question, what will learners do before we meet? And you can use the card to ask yourself, what will they do? Will they engage in self-directed learning, or will they do this actually in class? What kinds of learning will they engage in? Probably acquisition. You might share a PowerPoint with them, and you can make some notes on what you want them to do. It's always important to give them a task, what they need to do with the PowerPoint. And then when you meet them live, whether that's in the centre or live online, what are you going to do then? Are you going to share the content again? Or this time around, are you actually going to maybe give them an activity where they have to meet with other learners, discuss the content? You might give them some questions. They might do that in small groups. And what will they do after the live session? So this is a planning tool to help you in that regard. More active learning in the future. And I suppose all of this is to help you and your students, your learners, to actually engage in more active learning and going forward. Our classroom spaces, traditionally these spaces, we've developed rituals and routines over centuries to help us manage these spaces. Often we felt we had to do all of our teaching in these spaces and that the learners had to do all of their learning. We might have given them some homework as a follow-on activity, but now we have these new tools. The internet is the key game changer here. It allows learners to interact with their content before they meet you, when you're with them, and after you meet them. And also it allows them to interact with you and with their fellow learners. So this is very much at the heart of what we want to think about in this module. How can we get our learners to take more responsibility for their own learning, to do things when they are not with us in the same space with the content and with their fellow learners? So I hope you enjoy that, and I look forward to seeing you live at our next session. Take care.